Our gospel reading continues the readings from the Gospel of John, where Jesus is giving his farewell discourse to his disciples. So John chapter 15, beginning with verse 9. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "As God has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept the commandments and abide in God's love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from Abba God. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that God will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So, I locked up my bike, my bicycle, went inside and said, "Hallo, mein Name ist Philipp Hulk." You're going, "What?" Well, let me give you a little bit of background. When I was about to turn 30, I had a conversation with myself. I was still single at the time. Apparently nobody to talk to, huh? And I told myself, wow, I always thought by the time I turned 30, I would have made it to Germany, because that's where my ancestors come from. And so I decided to go ahead and take 5 weeks off from work and do a trip to Germany, and I decided to do it by bicycle. So I got in touch with my grandparents, and they identified folks that they knew, most of them relatives, some friends, that were in different places around Germany, so that I could kind of ride for a few days and stay with some distant relatives or friends from my grandparents, get to know them, and then move on. And so I planned this trip and flew over and started going. And at the time, this was back in 1990, the Berlin Wall had just started coming down, which meant that, prior to that, it was incredibly difficult, almost impossible to travel from West Germany into East Germany. But with the wall starting to come down, Germans could go back and forth, but still non-Germans, it was still kind of up in the air. And so I had distant relatives. They were actually cousins of my grandfather who lived outside of Dresden. And so the deal was, when I got to Berlin, I was going to try to cross over, but I wasn't sure if I could. Plus, I wasn't sure if I mean, at that time, you couldn't just call. I mean, 1990, a long time ago. And so I really had no contact with him. But I was able to get across and started riding down and made it to Dresden. And all I had was the address of the store that they owned. And so as I rode in, it actually was outside Dresden, but I found the address, and sure enough, it was a furrier shop. And so I locked up my bike and walked inside and said, "Hallo, mein Name ist Philipp Hulk." Over the last several weeks, we've been having readings from the Gospel of John, again, the farewell discourse. And also coupled with second reading, the second readings have been from John's first letter. And in both of those, there are just some very recurring themes. One is certainly the love of God, and that God's love is made real in Jesus, and that Jesus invites us to abide in that love and to practice that love. And in so doing, we are children of God. And in so doing, we abide in Jesus, and by abiding in Jesus and knowing Jesus, we also know the Father. We know the parent. We know God. And so this idea of family is all through it. And this encouragement to claim our identity as children of God. And as I was, when we think about the love one another, love your neighbor, I was pondering what that looks like. And the idea of being kind kept coming up. One of the ways that we show love is by being kind to other people, by being polite, by being gracious, by being understanding, by being compassionate, by giving help, by giving service, being kind. And as that word kind of stuck with me, I noticed something. As you can tell, I know at least a little bit of German. And in German, the word for children is Kinder. Oh, kind and Kinder. Huh. And so I started investigating, and sure enough, the word kind comes from the same root as kin. Kind of the original meaning was someone who you're related to, someone who's in the family, someone who is us. And as I sat with that, oh, to show love is to be kind, is to relate to people as if they're your kin. To relate to people as if it's another brother or sister, a sibling, or an aunt or an uncle, or a niece or a nephew, or a cousin, or a grandparent, or a grandchild. To love one another is to recognize the kinship that we have. To love one another is to be kind to one another. To show love to all is to recognize the kinship that we are all related. It just opened up doors to me as far as a way to really explore what it looks like to be kind in our lives. After I walked into that Furrier shop, it's actually in Freital, right outside of Dresden, and said, "Hallo, mein Name ist Philipp Hulk." First, there was this blank stare, and then a recognition of my last name. And I can't reproduce the conversation in German because it's kind of lapsed a little bit on me. But as they recognized that I was a cousin, a relative from the States, they got so excited. And they rearranged their plans, and we had this great party, and I stayed with them a couple of nights. I experienced this kinship, this kindness, from people I had never met before. But because they recognized the kinship that we had, that we were relatives, I was extended such hospitality and such welcome and such love. Clearly that story sticks with me, and it was one of the high points of that trip. But of course, we were related. We were biologically related. Jesus was speaking to his disciples. We have no record at all that he was related to any of them. But he was telling them, you've been my servants, you've been my students, I've been training you, but now I call you friends. In essence, now I recognize you as you're one of the family. And Jesus' intent was to kind of make sure that God's love was going to be expressed in the world after Jesus was gone. Because Jesus, when Jesus was here in the person of Jesus, that love was spreading like wildfire. And what he was doing is training, encouraging, inviting his disciples to step into kinship with God, and in so doing, to step into kinship with the world. To be the ones that made sure that God's love, God's grace, God's mercy, God's kindness would continue to be expressed. That God's kindness would spread and people all around the world would also come to know that they are children of God and invited into this, let's y'all say, a holy family. Now, as I say that, I know that not all families are perfect. Actually, I'm not sure any family is perfect. And some families can be very abusive and very, very hard. I wish I could say that taking on showing God's love, taking on being kind to everyone was easy and that you would always get love and kindness in return. That is not the case. Even Jesus, when he was talking to his friends, there was Judas, the one who would betray him. And from the scriptures, we know that Jesus knew what Judas was going to do, but he continued to be kind. And he continued to be kind to those that arrested him, to those that charged him, to those that crucified him. He continued to show love, to be kind, to remember, to recognize that the people that were doing this to him were his brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles, people, his cousins. They just didn't recognize the kinship that Jesus was to them. To be kind is to trust and orient oneself to recognize that everyone you encounter, everyone one encounters, is kin. And to treat them with that kindness, with that love, with that mercy and compassion. It doesn't mean, though, to be naive. It doesn't mean to just completely open oneself up to getting hurt, because not everybody recognizes our kinship that we have together. Some people think that it is in their best interest to hurt, to steal, to destroy. There are people that relate to us, whoever the us is, as enemies. We can still be kind. And that is God's call. That's God's invitation. He says, no greater love is this than to have one, to lay down one's life for a friend. Equal to that is laying down one's life for someone who thinks they're your enemy. For the sake of the kinship of the world, it is risky to love. But it also is the pathway to joy. Jesus says, make my joy complete, and may my joy be in you. May it be complete in you. As you hear my commandments, as you obey my commandments, as you take on being loving people, as you take on being kin, relative of the world, and to be a mirror, a conduit, an expression of God's love to all. It's a radical way to live, because it is not the way we're trained. We have all kinds of us-thems going on. And Jesus is saying there is no them. It's all us. It's all us. Some of us see, some of us don't, but it's all us. To love one another, to be Jesus' disciple, is when you're not sure what to do, to be kind, to be kin with whomever you meet. To love Jesus and to love one another, to love others in Jesus' name, is to be kind, and is also, it is a way to joy. Amen.